You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. I'm here for a podcast that I'm going to demonstrate to you called Dolphin Easy Reader. It is a free app. This is a newer app that has come out in recent months. And yes, I can hear this already. For those that have been around for a while, like myself, that have used the iDevice for a number of years, we know there are a number of apps that can help us take the services that we subscribe to. So if you have any book libraries, not so much of a public libraries, but actual services that are designed for towards the blind. For example, I use something called Bookshare. That is something that available only in the United States. That's something that I can subscribe to and download various, many, many different books that are in the DAISY format, and then I can allow this app to read it. So, for those that have been around for quite some time, this is becoming kind of a crowded market. I get it. The top two big ones, obviously, we got the Captain Narrator, and the big elephant in the room everybody by knows about is the Voice Dream Reader. All right, so is there a room for another one like Dolphin Easy Reader? Yes, there definitely is. That is why I'm doing this podcast. I'm going to show you some cool things you can do within Dolphin Easy Reader and why this actually sticks out as a contender, a very good potential contender. And obviously, Dolphin, the company itself, has been around for many years. Those that are on the screen readers, not so much of the Macintosh OS using the voiceover, but on the Windows platform, you're probably familiar with the big ones like JAWS and NVDA and all those guys. But the little guys way back then down there, like Dolphin, I think they have something called the Supernova. Anyway, it's by the same company. They have released and made something called the Easy Reader. This is an app that is totally free, and it's got a couple of things in here that are hidden gems that I like about it that you're not going to find on these other more mature apps. So, without further ado, I'm going to tell you a few things why you should take a look at Dolphin Easy Reader. For one, obviously, because it's free. I mean, what can you do? It's free. You can't beat anything that's not free. Two, the services that it provides is unbelievable. This is a powerhouse, and I can't believe that the other competitors have not done this yet. And when I say that, Voice Dream Reader and all those guys are great because they do very well localized. Not so much for people across the world. I mean, obviously, people in other countries don't have access to Bookshare, right? Sure, you can use some other features. You can download things. You can upload different formats and stuff like that. But how much easier would it be if you live in Canada and you want to use that service, or in Australia, Sweden, Norway, Switzerland, my gosh, Netherlands, Poland, all these different countries? This is what makes it sticks apps, out, and it's very compelling. I like this quite a bit because of that reason. So it offers a lot of different services. So I'm going to show you those services along with my Bookshare, of course, because I'm a member to it. And the big one that I really love about it also supports various newspapers and magazine services. Yes.
13 apps, 353 new items.
I use something called NFB Newsline. It is a service where I can get my local newspaper. So I live in Kansas City area, so I get the Kansas City Star. You can get the national paper, like the USA Today, I got magazines that I subscribe to, Popular Science and Discovers, and things like that. But you put that all into one app instead of having various different apps. Wow, this is the app to look at. It's very simple to use. Interface is a little weird, but it is brand new and it's something that has a lot of potential. And the developer behind this Easy Reader is great. They have answered a lot of questions for me and for other users on AppleVis. So without further ado, let's just jump into Easy Reader and kind of give you an idea what it's all about. All right, so I'm going to go to right here.
Easy Reader.
All right.
Double tap to open.
Double tap to open.
Easy Reader. Loading.
All right.
Harry Potter in the side menu button.
The first thing, it will always jump you into something called My Books. Obviously, this is where all the books that I have downloaded for this demonstration and this podcast. So at the top left, you're going to find
side menu
button. A side menu button. And this is where all your books are. So I'm going to go to the right.
My Books heading.
As I mentioned, this is My Books. And I go to the right.
Collection view button.
You have different views. You have a collection view and you have a list view. It gives you a different variation of how you want to sort out your books. So if you have many, many, many different books, try the different views. It will declutter things up and you can actually see what books are in what area and stuff like that. Obviously, to the right,
sort.
You can also sort. And then
search field.
If you got
double tap to
less
swipe up or down to select a custom action.
You got more books than you can choose or find, you can do a search. In this demonstration, I only have one book. I'm going to go to the right.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter number one. J.K. Rowling. Daisy text.
All right.
On device. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Now, one of the key things you heard, it was the Harry Potter book, who was by the format, and plus it says on my device. That means it's downloaded. And I can use this offline. So if I'm on a plane, train, subway, whatever have not, and you don't have any receptions or anything like that, you can actually read the book while it's on the device. So it's not streaming or anything like that. However, before I get to the book, I want to kind of show you the other parts of the app, and then we'll come back to this book, and I'll show you how you can navigate and read through the books and what you can find, okay?
Book information button.
Here's a book information.
Swipe up or down to select book information.
And that button. Is it. All right, so top left.
Side menu button.
We'll come back to this in a minute.
Side menu, My Books button.
All right, so here's a button that says My Books. That's where we were just at. So if you want to go back to it, you just double tap there. I'm going to go to the right.
Manage libraries.
All right, here are the libraries you can subscribe to. So obviously, if you're opening this up for the first time, you're going to have to add these libraries to it. So you'll have to do a one finger double tap.
Side menu, manage libraries, heading.
All right, so this is where you get the libraries. Now I'm not gonna do all of them because there's lots in here. But if one of these library is something that is available in your country and you want to subscribe to, go for it. This is how you turn it on and get it to show up on the list. All right, first you gotta pick the libraries that you want to show up on the list of places of your libraries. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Bookshare.
Double tap
to open the library information screen.
Bookshare is something I use. And if I swipe one more to the right.
Bookshare. Switch button on.
All right.
Double tap to toggle setting.
This is set to on. So this means it's going to display as an option of services that I can use. And I'm going to swipe to the right a couple more times.
Project Gutenberg. Double tap Project Gutenberg. Switch button on.
All right. This one is a free service, so the other ones, like Bookshare, you have to pay for that service, for example. Other libraries in different countries, you probably have to be a member in that country, and there's probably various membership or applications you have to fill out. So keep that in mind, that there are different requirements and different prerequisites that you have to do to get to those services. But this one, you can definitely do anywhere in the world. And you can turn this one on, and it offers thousands of different classical books, old books like Moby Dick, and Adventure of Huckleberry and Finn, and other stories like that. And I'm going to show you some more.
Chemi Seaport. Chemi Seaport. Switch button off. Sell a library. Cell library. Switch button. Off. Epic Books.
Double tap to open the library information screen. Worldwide, you can get
Epic Books. Inderslizin, B. Inderslizin, AV3715. AV371. Dolphin library. Dolphin library. DZDN.
So,
double tap to open the library information screen.
These are all the different variations of the services. So, in my case, I selected Bookshare and the project Gutenberg. So, I'm going to go back to the top left.
Side menu. Button.
And I turned on what I wanted.
Manage libraries.
All right. Now, to the right of this, it's going to show you all the libraries that you've turned on. So, as I swipe to the right.
Bookshare.
There's my Bookshare.
Project Gutenberg.
And Project Gutenberg. So, if there's anything you want to get in those services, all you have to do is just double tap on them. Now, obviously, if it's a membership-only site, like Bookshare, when you double tap it, it's going to take you to the logon process screen where you have to put your credentials in. And then once you get to that, it looks just like what the Bookshare does. So you can download books and stuff like that. So let's just go to this one here.
Side menu, Project Gutenberg, heading.
So it's very easy to find a book. So if I go to the right.
Search field.
You can
double
search.
Tap to edit. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then English.
Obviously, remember that what you hear on this podcast will vary and differ from different services and libraries how you're able to find the book. So you're going to have to figure your way around. Not all of them are exactly the same, but they all have pretty much the same principle.
Swedish. French.
So you got all these different books. Let's go to English here.
Swedish. English.
Double tap.
Loading. 62.15 kilobytes.
I see.
Online book information. Button.
I'm going to the right.
Abdul Baha in London. Abdul Baha. 1844. Book information. Button. Abdul Baha's tablet to doctor. Book information. Button. Endevious the line of duty. Godwin. Book information. Exclamation points tension. Fen. Book information. Ellipsis. After a few words. Ellipsis. Book information. Ellipsis. Or your money back. Garrett. Book information. Pound sign 19,000 feet. Delano. Book information. A comedy of errors in seven acts. Spokeshot. Book information. All's well. Oxenham. John. Book information. America for Americans. Newman. John Philip.
Why? Right, so there's all these different books, right? And just like anything else, if you go to Bookshare or whatever, have not, you can select these books or you can find out about the information going to the right.
Book information.
It's a book button. Information. If you double tap that.
America for Americans.
I'll see what this is about. And I'm going to swipe to the right.
Newman. John Philip. 1826-1899. Download. Button.
And then it gives you the option to download it.
Format. Epic.
Mm-hmm.
Size 43.70 kilobytes. Library. Project Gutenberg. Library. Project
and
Gutenberg.
And that's it. So I'm going to go up here to go ahead and download it.
Size 40. Format. Epic. Download. Button.
And you just double tap that and you download the book and then it'll show up into my books. All right. Since I've already have a book already in mind for you this podcast, I'm not going to do that, but I wanted to show you how to do that. Now, once you download it, you just go back to the top left.
Back button.
Go to back.
Back button. Back button.
Another back.
Side menu. Button.
And go ahead and hit that side menu.
Side menu. My books.
Button. All right. And there's my books button. Go ahead and double tap that.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter number one. J.K. Rowling. Daisy text.
All right.
My device.
So, my book is here. If I want to go to that book, double tap it.
Loading. Chapter 3, The Escape of the Brazilian Boa Constrictor.
I will tell you this. It's just like any other book apps that are similar to this. It will remember your place. I like that. So you don't have to worry about losing the place marker and et cetera. It will just pick up exactly where you left off. And that is always a nice thing. So I don't want to have to nail down which page I left off. It will remember that. The other thing to note, too, is when you first open up the Dolphin EaseReader for the first time, you will have to create an account with Dolphin. The reason behind this is because they want to be able to allow you to have one account that will sync across all the different devices you may have. So I may have Dolphin EaseReader on my iPad and Dolphin EaseReader on my iPhone. That way I can pick up the device where I left off. And it just pick up the book and read, and that's the nice feature about the account. Can you avoid or not use the account or don't want to use the account? No. You have to have an account. But the good news is that nothing is being stored. So all the services in the library that I subscribe to are only on the device that I have entered. So basically, in a nutshell, they don't have that information on the server. So there's nothing there for them to sell or anything like that. It's just merely a feature for you that you'll be able to synchronize across devices. So anyway, I'm in this book. Top left.
Side menu. Button.
It's your side menu. Go to the right.
Search. Button.
You can do a search. You can search through the entire book. If you are in college or whatever not, and you got various textbooks, this would probably be very useful for you if you're searching for something in a book. So you can do a search.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter number one.
And as I swipe to the right, this is the name of the book.
Reading progress, 11%.
All right. So it says I'm 11% into this book. And as I swipe to the right some more.
Text settings button.
All right. We have the different two settings. We have a text setting and an audio setting. For those who are low vision, you got various settings that will help you be able to read and see the book as it's being read to you. And or if you are reading on your own pace, this is something you want to dive in and look at. We'll take a look at this very quickly. We'll just go ahead and double tap here.
The Escape of the Brazilian Boa Constrictor. Oops. Chapter 3. The Escape. Chapter 3. Audio settings. Text settings.
Okay.
Text
double
setting.
Tap.
Back button. Text
All
settings.
All right. So let's see what we got in here.
Text size. 130%.
Mm-hmm. So we've got different text size. Obviously, you can make an adjustment. To the right of this is where you can make the adjustment.
130%. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Pretty self-explanatory, so you just swipe up and down to adjust the text size. Okay, I'm going to go and let it read on its own all the various settings you can hear for yourself. So what is available?
Font. Books default font. Font list. Books default. Margins. 6%. 6%. Adjustable. Line spacing. 125%. 125%. Letter spacing. 0 points. Color theme. No theme. Color theme list. No theme. Text color. Black. Background color. White. Sentence highlight color. Yellow. Word highlight color, orange. Reset to default, button.
And then you're done. So if you make a lot of adjustment and you wanted to reset it to where it was before, just double tap on that default and it'll reset everything. But it offers a lot of different great options for those that are low vision. I'm going to go back to the top left.
Back button.
Go back.
Side menu, the escape of the Brazilian boa constrictor.
Right.
Chapter 3, the letters from audio settings.
And now... there's a text setting. Now I'm going to the right.
Audio settings.
Aha. Uh-huh. Audio setting. This is for me. This is going to apply for me. So double tap on this.
Audio set. Back button. Audio settings. Mm-hmm. Heading.
Now, there's only one adjustment that I made from default, and I'll show you that.
Voice.
I want to change the default voice. The default voice for me was Daniel. And to the right of this,
Ava, enhanced, English, United States.
This is where you change your voice. So you double tap here.
Ava, and back button.
And
back button.
I'm going to start at the top. And there's lots of voices in here. And I'll show you how I found it as I swipe to the right.
Voice, heading.
All right. Now here's the set of them.
Magad, Arabic, Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Susanna, Czechia. Sarah, Danish. Anna, German, Germany. Helena, German, Germany. Martin, German, Germany. Melina, Greek, Greece. Catherine, English. Gordon, English. Karen, English. Arthur, English. United. Daniel, English. United. Martha, English. United. Moira, English. Ireland. Ava, enhanced. English.
Right.
United States.
So, because I have Ava enhanced already downloaded on my device, whatever is downloaded on your device, you can use. So if there's a favorite voice that you like for reading books, go ahead and download it under the settings, general, accessibility, voiceover, speech, and then make sure you pick the language that you want and the voice. Double tap. What I did is I double tap on Ava Enhanced to use it.
Ava Enhanced, English, United States, selected.
Now it's selected, and that's how the voice is now being used. Now let's get out of here. Top left.
Back button.
Double tap.
Back button. Audio mm-hmm. settings. Voice. Ava enhanced. English,
All right.
United
so Ava is now the person that you want to change. I don't really make any other changes, but you can. Let me show you some of those.
Voice settings. Button.
The voice settings. Go ahead in here. Double tap.
Voice settings.
This is where you can change the rate, the pitch, the whole nine yards. So as you can do, as you heard before, it'll give you the option.
Voice settings. Heading. Rate. 50%.
So here's the rate, and then followed by the option to increase or decrease it.
50%. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Mm-hmm. So you can go up and down. I'll just let it read the rest.
Pitch, 100%, 33%, volume, 80%, 80%, adjust, pause, 0.6S, 33%. Press the play button to test your voice settings. Test voice button.
And then after you make your adjustment, you can just double tap to hear the sample, see if it's something you like. So I'll do that.
Press the play button to test your voice settings.
All right, that sounds good to me. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the top left.
Back button.
Back.
Back button.
And audio then settings. We Head have in. One more area.
Voice. Ava, enhance. Voice settings. Add voices. Button. Pronunciation.
Oh.
Add voices.
Add button. Voices. Before I get to the next section. Add voices is a feature that Dolphin provides. I'm not going to go into here simply because before, those that may or may didn't know, the Neurons voices that they included in Apple didn't used to be as comprehensive as it used to be. And now we got lots of choices. This is great. They do offer voices that you can purchase, but most of these voices are already the voices that you have on your Apple device. And with the exception, I guess, if you're low vision and you don't use VoiceOver, that might be one of the reasons why you wouldn't want to purchase a voice. But other than that, if you're blind, if you're using VoiceOver, you can definitely use your VoiceOver voices, so you do not have to pay for any of the voices. Those are paid voices, but I would just skip those for now and just depend on the voices that you comes with your device.
Pronunciation.
All right. Here's the last section, as I was promising, the pronunciation. The pronunciate, obviously, is anytime it reads something to you and you dislike how it says things. Saying another word, it drives me crazy when it says wind, when I want it to say wind, or it'll say tornado when it really is tornado, etc., etc. You can edit these things, remove it, delete it, do everything you want. You can set it up the way you want it, and I'll remember all those rules that you implied. I'm not going to show you how to do that, but they're pretty self-explanatory. So as I go to the right,
default list.
You have your default list.
New pronunciation list.
Button. Uh-huh. You can create a new one.
Edit pronunciation list.
You can button. Add it or edit.
Remove pronunciation list.
And then obviously you button. Can remove it.
Play on navigation.
Okay. Play on navigation.
Play on navigation. Switch button off.
I have this set to
Double tap
off.
To toggle. Play sound on bookmark.
Uh-huh. I have this set to on.
Play sound on bookmark. Switch button on.
Uh-huh.
Reset to default button.
And then obviously you got the reset to default. So if you want to make any changes and you want to go back to default, double tap that. So that's pretty much the text and audio settings. So we're now ready. Get into the book.
Back button.
Go to the top left. Double tap.
Side menu. Chapter 3. The letters from the audio settings. Button.
All right. Right after the audio settings, go to the right.
Chapter 3, the letters from
All
the
right. Heading. This is where I left off. I left off in chapter 3. And the actual words of the book for chapter 3 is right in the middle. So if you want to take your own pace and you don't want it to read to you because there's something you want to find in particular, you can use your rotor and find what you want it to do. So let's go to
lines.
Lines. And I can just read line by line.
Chapter 3, the escape of the Brazilian boa. On stricter earned Harry his longest ever punishment. By the time loadout of this cupboard again, the summer holidays had started in.
So you can hear, you can do line by lines. This is be good for text books and things if you want to get to. So now you can get to nitty gritty. You can get to like word. So if I use my rotor.
Words.
Words, and I can just do word by word.
Fig as she crossed Privet Drive on her crutches. Fig. As. She. Crossed. Private. Drive. On. Her. Crutches.
See? So you can do word by word or sentence size by sentences.
Harry was glad school was over, but there was no escaping Dudley's gang, who visited the house every single day.
Uh-huh.
Harry. was, glad, school.
So you can see the power between using the word and lines together. You can swipe to the right or left to read by sentences if you don't want to do by line in your rotor. So you can do just swipe right to do one sentence at a time. So that's one way how to do it. And then obviously the way we want to do it is to be read to us. Now there's four tabs. There's five tabs along the bottom. The bottom left.
Book navigation.
Button. Is the book navigation. I'm going to explain that in a few.
Navigation modes.
Button. Next to that is navigation mode. To the right of that.
Previous.
Previous.
Button. Play.
Play.
Next.
Button. Next.
Sleep timer off.
Sleep button. Timer.
Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Button. So there's more than five. There's what, six? Seven? I don't know. I lost count. But you get the idea. The bottom left is the
book navigation. Button.
And basically, book navigation is exactly what it says. It's a navigation through your book. So if you double tap that.
Back button.
Go to the top.
Back button.
You got the back. Go to the right.
Book navigation. Heading.
Now, there's different parts of how you can do the navigation.
Selected. Headings.
Button. Right now.
One of three.
It is selected to headings. That is three tabs along here. Headings basically allows you to skip through the contents. So this kind of basically shows you the table of contents of a book by chapters or by section. So that's what the headings is for. And next to that,
pages.
Button. Is pages.
Two or three.
So if you are into pages, you can just double tap on page and it'll show you a list of numbers. Obviously, if you want page 31, you just keep swiping until you get to 31. Double tap on 31 or 32, 33, double tap. And then lastly,
bookmarks. Button.
We have bookmarks. Bookmarks is pretty cool. I will explain a little bit more about the bookmarks. It does a lot more than just placing a bookmark in a particular section of the book, which is really cool. Another feature that Dolphin Easy Reader does that others don't. I'm going to go to the right, so we're going to keep using the headings.
Notice, level one.
All right. These are the different section of the book. So I'm going to go to the right.
Back cover, level one.
Back cover.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, level one.
Uh-huh.
Contents, level one.
Here we go.
Chapter one, The Boy W.H.O. Lived,
one.
Level one. Chapter two, The Vanishing Glass. Chapter three, The Letters from No One. Chapter four, The Keeper of the Keys.
So these are all the different chapters. So this is how you can jump around in the books. Obviously, you can start at the very beginning without having come to this navigation area and then select a chapter. You can just go straight to read the book from page one and just go on. But if you want to skip around the books, this is how you do so. So let's just go ahead and double tap on this.
Side menu, chapter four, The Keeper of the Keys.
Now, it'll jump straight to chapter four, and that portion of it is right there in the middle. Now, towards the bottom, towards the middle, is a play. And if you notice, to the left of that,
previous.
Obviously, button. It's previous.
Play.
And to the right of that,
next.
It's button. Next. Now, what you need to know is how the navigation works when you are playing a book. And that has to be set within the navigation area as well. So at the bottom left,
book navigation button.
Here's the book navigation. To the right of that,
navigation modes.
Button. There it is. What kind of mode is your navigation? So you have to set the mode first so you can tell the Dolphin Easy Reader how to go to the next section. So I'll double tap in here.
Back button.
Now you can do quite a few things here.
Navigation modes. Heading.
To the right.
Word.
You can do word by word.
Default.
And by default.
Page.
Is page. You can go page by page.
Heading one.
By headings. That's a different chapters.
Bookmarks selected.
And bookmarks. So this is selected. Obviously, I selected bookmarks, and I don't want to do that. I'm going to do by
heading one.
Heading.
Chapter four. Side menu.
Just double button. Tap that. And now it is selected to page by page. All right. Or I'm sorry, by heading by heading. Don't want to confuse you. All right. So let's go ahead and see what this sounds like.
Play.
Can hit the double tap to play.
Chapter 4.
Pause.
The Keeper of the Keys. Boom. They knocked again. Dudley jerked awake. "Where's the cannon?" he said stupidly. There was a crash behind them and Uncle Vernon came skidding into the room. He was holding a rifle in his hands. Now they knew what had been in the long, thin package he had brought with them.
Stop. I did a two-finger double tap to pause it. And again, remember the navigation. So I'm at chapter 4. And play. I'm going to hit the play. Now I go to the right.
Next.
Button. You hit next, since because I have it set to headings.
Next. Button. Chapter 5. Diagonal.
It goes to the next chapter instead of by page. So if you want to by page, you have to go to the navigation mode and change the mode. So the navigational stuff and the user interface is very simple. Very simple to use and navigate. It's really remarkable. I like that quite a bit. For those people that like sleep timers, right to the right of the next.
Sleep timer off. Button.
Is a sleep timer. So if you want to set your sleep timer to whatever time, you can do so. Just double tap on that. I know quite a few like the sleep timer. I don't use it. Now to the right,
bookmarks
button. Is the last one, the bottom right, the bookmark. The coolest thing about this bookmark, guys, it is not just to place a bookmark. This is going to be really useful for people that are using textbooks or whatever have not, that you want to make notations and things like that about a particular section in the book that you want to review. So if you are one of those highlighters that want to point out some important parts of the books or whatever have not, this is a great way of doing it. Let me double tap here and show you what I mean.
Bookmarks button.
Okay.
Save. Double tap button.
All right, now you got to the save buttons, the top left. Now watch this. I'm going to the right.
Bookmark. Heading. Mm-hmm. Cancel. Button.
You can cancel it. Top right.
Text note.
All right. This is where you can put your text note. Obviously, wherever I am in the book section, it's going to show up here.
Chapter 5, diagonally. Text field.
Double That's a text field.
Use the rotor.
You can double tap that and then clear that out. And you can put your notation or comments in here. So once you make your notations in here, that becomes a bookmark. Very cool. Not only can you make notes and notations in here, but you can also do the following. Let me show you.
Audio note.
Audio notes. You have several options here.
Play button.
Obviously, I haven't recorded anything yet because to the right of this.
Record.
There's a record. If you double tap that, you can start recording and make audio notes, and then you can come
play.
Back
button.
And play. And this is how you do that. So you can do audio notes and notations and things like that. And then once you save this, you go to the top left.
Save.
Back you button. Can save that bookmark, and it becomes saved. I'm going to go ahead and cancel.
Cancel button.
Side Obviously, menu. To get back to those bookmarks or whatever, remember the bottom right.
Book navigation.
It's your button. Book navigation. Remember that? And I'm going to show you.
Book navigation. Selected. Headings. Button.
There's a heading.
Pages.
There's button. Pages.
Two. Bookmarks.
There's a bookmark. You double tap on bookmarks.
Selected. Bookmarks. 303. Uh-huh. Chapter
so that's
5.
Highlighted.
Level 1.
And now if you go to the right.
Headings. Button. Pages. Button. Selected. Bookmarks. By the time he was allowed out of his cupboard again, the summer holidays had started in Dudley.
Now, I made that bookmark from chapter 3. So these are all the bookmarks. And obviously, I didn't erase the original contents out of there, but you get the point and get the idea or the principal idea behind of a bookmark and how you can access directly to a bookmark. You just double tap on that and it'll take you directly to the placement where you had it, and then you can listen to it and things like that. That is pretty cool. I like that quite a bit. So that is about the books. All right, let's show you some other cool features.
Back button.
I'm going to get out of here.
Side menu. Button.
Here's my books page. I'm going to go to that side menu.
Side menu. My books. Button.
And now, when I go to the right.
Manage libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Bookshare.
There's these places that we were just at earlier.
Project Gutenberg.
Mm-hmm.
My newspapers.
Button. My newspaper. This is another wonderful feature that the Dolphin Easy Reader gave me. And I tell you, nobody else has this. This is fabulous. You just double tap in here.
Fetching newspapers.
And now what it does, all these descriptions
Discover
I've done
to unread edition.
Are going to be in here. Now, at the top right
add button.
Is your add. If you double tap the add,
back button.
This is how you add your services. So
back button.
Let's look at the newspaper services.
Choose library. Heading. Mm-hmm. Passing lesson. Audio Cranton.
Mm-hmm.
Bookshare periodicals.
Uh-huh.
RNIBNTNM. NFB Newsline.
That's the one I use. I just double tap on that, and it will pop up a membership with credentials and login. But again, the number of services and libraries that provide in here, wow, bar none, the best. And it offers so much services in here for being a free app. And best of all, this is wide world acceptant. That's what I like about an app that is provided in all countries and supports so many different libraries and providers. So since I've already subscribed to several of the magazines and newspapers, let's go back.
Back button. Side menu button.
I'll show you. It's very similar to the other section with a few things. Go to the right.
My newspapers. Heading.
Instead of my books, it's going to show you all the magazines and newspapers.
Add. Button. Discover online. 2 unread edition.
Mm-hmm.
Action.
So my Discover.
Kansas City Star. 1 unread edition.
My Kansas
Actions
City
available.
Star paper.
Popular Science. 2 unread.
My Popular Science magazine.
USA Today. 2 unread
and
edition.
USA Today. And it tells you what's new, because obviously every day the paper comes out or whatever have not. So let's just go to my Kansas City Star.
Popular Science. Kansas City Star. 1 unread edition.
Mm-hmm.
Actions.
I'm going to double tap. Enter.
Back button.
All right. Let's go to the right.
Kansas City Star. Heading.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to show me all the papers. I think there's two in here.
2017, 10, 29, last read 1 hour ago.
All right, so about an hour ago, I was reading part of the paper already for today. And then if you go to the right.
2017, 10, 28, new.
So that was yesterday's paper. I have not read the paper yet. Let's go to today's paper.
2017.
You just do a double tap here.
Loading.
All right.
Side menu button.
This is very similar to my books. Almost everything in here is exactly what you have in my books, with one exception. You cannot do any bookmarks within the magazines or newspaper, but everything else is identical. So if I go to the right.
Search button.
Mm-hmm.
2017, 10,
here's
29.
The paper.
Heading. Text settings.
There's
button.
A text setting.
Audio settings.
Audio
button.
Settings.
2017 underscore 10 underscore 20.
And then there's the paper itself. And remember at the bottom left.
Book navigation.
It's a button. Navigation. To the right.
Navigation modes.
Uh-huh.
Previous. Button.
Previous.
Play.
Play.
Next. Button.
Next.
Sleep timer off.
And sleep
button.
Timer. And that is it. It's exactly the same thing. So if I go to the navigation.
Book navigation.
All right. Go in here. Let's see what we got
book navigation.
Here.
Heading. Selected. Headings.
Button. When I go by headings, guess different section of the paper, of course.
Pages. Button. Bookmarks. Button. 3 of 3.
Don't have any bookmarks.
2017 underscore 10 underscore 29. Mm-hmm. Books. Level 2.
All right. So you got different section of the paper. This is about books.
Bestsellers. Level 3.
So if you want to worry about the bestsellers.
Baseball. Level 2.
Oh, the sports section. There will be followed by different articles.
Honeycutt's Dodgers role could change. Level 3. Basketball. Level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hawk starter Ilyasova out 1-2 weeks with knee injury. Level 3. Keith Jarrett out in team meeting. James Johnson. Ira Winderman. Dwayne Wade at a crossroads like no other. Keith Crumpy. Sixers marriage to Jahlil Okafor was doomed for a moment. He. Kevin Asi. Is Joe Tsai the man to net another big league team? Pistons deal Clippers first defeat during off season. 95. Horoscopes. Level 2.
And now we'll get to the horoscope section.
Horoscopes for Sunday, October 29. Obituaries. Level 2.
Here's the obituaries. Now there are like a bazillion, gazillion deceased people. And it's going to name all the people. Unfortunately, I don't like how they did this. Why they didn't put the news sources first instead of putting all the obituary first, I have no idea. But you can skip these.
Ardice Eileen M, level 3.
They're by different levels, of course. But I'm going to go ahead and swipe quite a few here until I get to an article here. So forgive me. It'll take about 10 seconds or so here.
Edward L. M. Frank, George, Lord, Grant, Harry, Helen, Hal, Jack, James M, James, Jess, John, Julia, Kurt, Brent, Laura Rollins, Madeline, Margaret, Mary, Martha, Mary, Michael, Mark, Nancy, Patrick, Paul, Mike, Ralph, Robert, Ronald, Steve, Thomas W, Trinity, William, Yvonne, Doug, Nash, three, Chicago architect honored for three Hawaii schools to become regional and international.
So, all that just to get to my news and international section of the paper. You can see what's available in here, so let's look.
Three Hawaii schools to begin serving more fresh, local food, level 3.
Okay. That article sounds interesting. If you want to read the article, just double tap here.
Signed, three Hawaii schools to begin serving more fresh, local food, heading level 3.
All right, so that comes right in the top center. As you remember before, that you can do it by manually, by doing lines by lines or sentence by sentence, or you use a rotor to use a line and word. You can still do that. And you can also remember, just like the books, your
navigation mode
needs to be set to what you want. So you either do it by headings, which is sections, or it could be by paper or pages and etc. So it's still set to headings from the books. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this.
Play.
Mm-hmm.
Play.
Three Hawaii schools to begin serving more fresh, local food. The Associated Press. Three Hawaii schools are beginning serve fresh local food as part of a new program that aims to gradually incorporate more fresh and locally produced food into school meals.
So you get a basic idea, so I paused it. So you can read the whole paper. You don't have to go to the navigation.
Book navigation.
Button. Book navigation. If you don't want to, you can start from page one and just hit the next. As long as you make sure the navigation mode is set to where you want it. And that's how you can read the whole paper or portion of the paper. All right? Pretty easy, which I like. It's got consistent UI interface across the app itself. There's a few more things.
Side menu. Button.
Go back.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's. My books. Button.
So I swipe to the right.
Manage libraries. Bookshare. Project Gutenberg. My newspapers. Button.
To the right of this.
My clipboard texts. Button.
You can actually import clip and things like that.
A button help. Button.
And you got the about section. And the about section, I definitely would encourage you to go and read through it. It's got a lot of different area for tutorials and things like that you can read. So that's basically Dolphin Easy Reader in a nutshell. This is pretty much details and highlights. There are more things you can do with it. Yes, if you do it the manual way and do word by word, if you double tap and hold on a word, it'll do a pop-up and it'll offer several things like look up what this word means and things like that. There are other gestures, of course. If you find a book, if you're under My Books, for example, and if you're done with the book, obviously you just swipe up on the book, and one of those options is to delete the books. So that's how you can delete the books and stuff like that. But a lot of those are just minor details. So pretty much this is just a very highlight walkthrough of Dolphin Easy Reader. And so I hope this gives you a better idea why that it's not a bad idea to check some other apps out there from time to time. And as like you, I'm the same way. If there is something I'm already happy with, why would I want to try something different? Well, because you got different things in different gyms that are located, and that's why I want to put a focus on Dolphin Easy Reader. One, the biggest thing, it is worldwide. So many different libraries and services provided outside of the state's fine line. And that incorporates all of our friends in Canada and Australia, Switzerland, Poland, Norway, Sweden. All those wonderful services, I am so glad to see that it's put in here. And the best part, number two, is free. Yes, it's absolutely free. Wonderful. The other and the last gem I really like about this is my newspaper services. I don't have to have the NFB Newsline app anymore. I just have this only, and so I can read my Bookshare and other services if I want, and put it right in this one single app, and I can get all my paper one place. This is really, really neat. So it's kind of one of my hidden gems and one of those podcasts that I wanted to do to let you be aware and know about the Dolphin Easy Reader. Whether you're an advanced user, have used it for many, many years, and you have a choice that you can pick from, which is great. I love choices. As I mentioned before, you got Voice Dream Reader, you got Captain Narrator, you got all these different sources, but now you have another one to your arsenal. And really, it's just come down to personal preferences. But I wanted to make this aware to everybody, especially for those that are looking for something free. This is the one you should look at. And if you're living outside the United States, definitely want to check this out, no doubt. And as you can see, it is very new. It's got a little bit of quirks here and there, but as a whole, it's very usable, very friendly, and it got a lot of potentials. I can see this easily grown with more services and library services. So if you live in a country that you know there's a service there and it's not listed in this, please do let them know. Contact them or even come to the AppleViz. Look under Dolphin Easy Reader. And I know that I have talked with the developers behind it, and they have answered some of my questions. So if you have other questions, feel free to ask them questions. They would love to hear some of your suggestions or feedback. They're very open and very receptive to all the things we wanted. They're not making any profit off it, which is great. So I am so happy that they offered this to us and given us another choice. All right. That is going to do for Dolphin Easy Reader. You guys take care. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Nanomouse, and I will talk to you again in a different podcast. Until then, take care. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.